We are back with Maggie Lord, the editor of the blog Rustic Wedding Chic and author of the book by the same name. Today, we're discussing how to get the look of a real wedding you see on a blog or in a magazine. Welcome back, Maggie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this is, we've talked a little bit about this before the show. This is a real source of frustration with readers of blogs and magazines. They see these beautiful, well-curated, real weddings in blogs and magazines, and they're like, well, that's great. How am I going to get that for under $600,000?
That's right. I know. It is very frustrating to readers. And I can understand that. You and I were chatting earlier about how I was frustrated with my own wedding, trying to come up with really beautiful, interesting ideas that mimicked something I had seen. Because there is so much out there, and we've talked about how things like Pinterest and everything are awesome and amazing, but it can cause frustration for the reader because there's so much. So as I speak to in the book about if you really want to get the look, one, try to pull out the design elements that you really love. You know, there's nothing like looking at a beautiful wedding on a blog. It's creative, and it starts to really get you thinking, and it's inspiring. However, you need to kind of focus a little bit as to what is really what design element in those pictures are you trying to achieve? Do you love the wedding because of the venue? Do you love the wedding because of its laid back feel? Or do you love the wedding because it used the color orange? You know, sometimes it's hard to figure out exactly what you're drawn to, but I think if you can start to break it down a little bit, it's going to help you be able to achieve that look.
Now, I think that you are the master in your book, Rustic Wedding Chic, of teaching brides how to get the look. You have an entire section of the book dedicated to this. And one of the things that I've noticed is instead of telling brides to replicate, you tell brides to go with a certain idea and then find their own way. So one particular tip that you have is for vintage weddings. And we just did a podcast about vintage weddings last month. You talk about vintage weddings and you talk about just going to the flea market and finding vintage lace. You don't say you must find a, 4 foot by 1 foot vintage lace runner. You just keep
it open. Exactly. I mean, if you head to the vintage flea market, if you head to some stores, even if you just ask your mother or your grandmother and you head up into the attic and you see what's there, you may be inspired by a beautiful lace tablecloth that your grandmother has, and then all of a sudden that's going to be the tablecloth that you use on the table where you put out your place cards. I mean, you may not be able to find 20 of them to put on every single table at your wedding, but it may be on one of those key design elements like the place card table or your cake table, and all of a sudden you've achieved the vintage look that you want. And sometimes I think brides get carried away and they decide that they're going to do like a lace runner on every single table. And that can be great and it probably looks great in pictures. But if you ask your guests, most of them don't notice it when it's covered. By the time you put the centerpiece, by the time all of the catering is put on the table and you have the water glass, the wine glass, the people put down their place card there. Sometimes the favors are at the place setting. A lot of times those things are covered. So if you're looking for a way to save money, go with plain white or something like that and save those key design elements for things like the cake table or up at the bar area where you know all of your guests are going to see that area.
Another thing we were talking about as well is the fact that a lot of the weddings that you see online, they're sourced from the best wedding photographers in the nation. And the best wedding photographers in the nation can take a very modest wedding with a handful of details and make it look amazing.
So yeah, I mean,
keep in mind that you don't need a lot to create a good feeling and a good atmosphere for your guests.
Right, and that, you know, there's really two different things. There's the real life experience that you have and that your guests have, and then there's kind of the styled event that you could get through your photographs, and they're not always the same thing. If you talk with your wedding photographer before the wedding and you say, like, I want a drop-dead gorgeous picture of my wedding invitation, they're not just going to put it on a plain white tablecloth and take a picture. They're going to set it up with a gorgeous backdrop of like the mountains, and they're going to have it placed up against a birch tree, and it looks incredible. But that may happen 3 hours before the wedding, you know? So sometimes these pictures kind of have a little bit of like a mini style session to them, and they're not all happening in real time with the wedding.
I have to add one more piece of my own advice about getting the look of a real wedding for rustic weddings. And that is, I wouldn't do this unless I fully wholeheartedly believed it. Get a copy of Rustic Wedding Chic. There's an entire section in the book about getting the look. You want to have a country wedding, one of your style tips, Maggie, is to talk to local merchants and farmers to create that sense of place, that sense of country at your wedding. And so the book is full of not only real weddings, but also how to turn the inspiration into reality. So that is my tip. Any final tips from you, Maggie?
You know, I'd say look at the venue where you're getting married and try to pull some inspiration from the venue, because if you're trying to mix and match, sometimes it goes wrong. So if you're getting married on a farm, think about working with a local farmer for things like the dessert and the favor or something like that. And it's just going to blend really well together.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
For more information about rustic weddings or to order the book Rustic Wedding Chic online, visit www.rusticweddingchic.com.